So we've now arrived in Stafford, and I'm talking to local candidate David Kidney. David, tell me what's going on locally.
It's great campaigning in Stafford constituency, and today with Andrew Adonis with me, we've been at Stafford Railway Station, which is a real hub of transport in our community. And then we've come across to Market Square, where there's thousands of people milling about, they're shopping, all the political parties are there, there are blue balloons, there are red balloons, there are yellow balloons. It's a really lively place, and people are very friendly, and they want to hear the arguments about why they should vote Labour. And obviously we've got them about securing the recovery and having a balanced economy in the future where the government takes the lead in making sure there are jobs for everybody in the future.
Did I spot you hugging a Tory? Is that like hugging a hoodie?
We have really good relations in the town, and you saw me meeting one of the Conservative helpers who is a councillor locally, and she's recently been the mayor of Stafford. And she and I worked together responsibly when our troops from our military base were doing their first tour of duty in Afghanistan. We jointly led an appeal to the community to send packages to our troops to tell them we're thinking of them while they're there. And it was a tremendously successful appeal with three packages for every soldier that sent to them in Afghanistan. And that's the kind of power of politicians putting aside petty political divides and working for the benefit of their community.
And what are the things that the local community are interested around here?
Every aspect of the economy matters to people. They're worried about the recession, and are we really pulling out of the recession, or will we drop back into a double-dip recession? That's where Gordon scores so strongly with the public. People worry about young people leaving school with qualifications and not being able to get a job. That's why the Future Jobs Fund and our great investment in apprenticeships is so important. They worry as a result of what's going on about immigration more than ever. And I think that's why we have got to be tough about the Australian-style points-based system for work visas. And they worry too about the results of the MP's scandalous behaviour over expenses. And it's really pleasing to people here that I wasn't caught up in that personally.
So obviously we've only got 5 days left now. What have you got planned?
Well, we're working really hard. I did joke that we would take the day off for the bank holiday, but all my troops realised that we were joking. There's a lot of hard work to be done in terms of identifying those last few Labour votes, which may indeed hold the balance for all we know. And then on the day, we've got this superb plan already in place with huge numbers of people willing to help, to make sure we garner up every Labour vote that we possibly can.
David, thank you very much.